A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to refuah shlema, complete recovery for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Barry Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. First, the pinprick attack in Syria with the cruise missiles from Donald Trump's administration is a joke and will not accomplish anything. And we'll discuss what a joke it is, but the main issue here is that it is Iran's nuclear bomb-making program that is the threat to America, Israel, and the world, not the Syrian civil war. We'll get into that. That's going to be an important subject. And the other subject we want to discuss is the fact that you may not be aware of this, but Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi Netanyahu, who is the Prime Minister of Israel, personally intervened dozens of times to stop the building of Jewish communities or any Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem during the past 8 years. He personally made phone calls to intervene every time somebody wanted to build a new porch or wanted to build anything new in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem to stop it, to prevent them from getting permission to build it. We're going to explain that. Let's start off with Israel and Netanyahu and his obsessive determination to stop building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. What a disgrace that you have American Jews who claim to be supporters of the settlement movement, who claim to be supporters of the land of Israel, who continue to support this evil piece of garbage, Benjamin Netanyahu. And he is an evil person, and he is a piece of garbage. My apologies to garbage. In Israel, if you're a Jew and you want to build something, you've got to go through all types of bureaucratic red tape and get all types of permits and go through all types of local agencies. It's just unbelievable, the Soviet-style web of bureaucracy that they've created for Jews who want to build. If you're an Arab who hates the Jewish people and wants to destroy Israel and you want to build, if you're an Arab Muslim, you can build illegally anywhere in the land of Israel on Jewish land, just steal property. They just steal Jewish land and start building, and then they say, this belongs to us. And they've built tens of thousands of homes and structures all over the land of Israel. The Arabs, completely illegal, on land that belongs to Jews. They built these structures, and the Israeli government refuses to enforce the law and refuses to do anything about the illegal Arab building epidemic that has taken place all over Israel. But if you're a Jew and you want to build a porch to your house, or you want to build another room because you just had another baby in your family, because the Jews that live in Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem generally have large families, Baruch Hashem, thank God. So you had another baby, you want to add another room. You have to get all types of permits and go through all types of red tape if you're a Jew. This is the type of double standard and anti-Semitic discrimination that exists in the Jewish homeland. The Jewish state discriminating against Jews. As crazy as it sounds, that is the reality in Israel. And in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, where Netanyahu wants to create a so-called Palestinian state, God forbid, he openly says he wants to create a Palestinian state there, even though there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinian people. That's a historic lie, a myth. It's complete propaganda. And yet, people want to create this terror, a new Islamic terrorist entity in the heartland of biblical Israel, which would be national suicide for Israel. And Netanyahu has said that he wants this. He wants to create such a state. And he has done everything possible to prevent Jewish building in these areas, to the point where he, as prime minister, would personally call up the local authority, a local zoning board, or a local authority that has to approve new building. He would personally make a phone call. As Prime Minister of Israel, he would personally make a phone call to say, I don't want this approved. Do not approve this. I don't want this approved. He's done this dozens of times as Prime Minister. You never had this before. As far as we know, we never had Prime Ministers before intervening on such a local level just to prevent building. He never intervenes against the Arabs. In fact, he intervenes in their favor in these situations. But when it comes to Jews, he intervened dozens of times to prevent building. It's absolutely unbelievable. Can you imagine? Let's try to look for a similar situation in the United States. Can you imagine President Trump or President Obama or any other president of the United States calling a local zoning board and saying, I don't want you to allow this house to be built in this neighborhood? They want to approve a house, they want to build a house in a neighborhood, or they want to expand the house, or they want to do something, or they want to build a new road, or they want to build something new, something in the local community. Imagine the President of the United States calling up and telling them, I don't want you to do this. The President of the United States intervening in some local housing project in Tennessee, or in Rhode Island, or in South Dakota. All of a sudden, they get a call from the President of the United States himself, personally on the phone, saying, I'm telling you not to approve this. Now, of course, the President of the United States would have a hard time preventing it here, because he doesn't have the authority to prevent such building in the United States. But in Israel, this is what Netanyahu, as Prime Minister, has done personally, with personal phone calls, to try to choke and try to dry up Jewish settlement in Judea, Samaria, and even in Jerusalem, Israel's capital. He has been the most hostile Prime Minister to Jewish settlement in Israel's history. Since the 1967 war, we never had a Prime Minister so hostile to the Jewish settlement movement as Netanyahu. Now, we've had self-hating left-wing prime ministers like Shimon Peres, Ehud Barak, Ehud Olmert, and others. We've had Yitzhak Rabin. We're all self-hating left-wing prime ministers who were disgusting people and horrible people. But even they never engaged in this level of behavior to choke off and freeze all Jewish building at a time when the Arabs are building all over the land of Israel. Netanyahu is a catastrophe for Israel. He's a catastrophe, and I hope that all these scandals that surround him, because he has a lot of personal scandals as well, because he's been trying to enrich himself personally. It's not enough that he makes a lot of money as prime minister and that he has all of these benefits as prime minister. That's not enough for him. He and his wife have been doing everything to get every personal benefit they could get out of their relationships with people, by virtue of the fact that he's prime minister, which is, of course, illegal. You can't use your office to get personal benefits and all types of personal goodies. You can't do that in any truly civilized country or in any Western society. But in Israel, he's done this repeatedly, and there are numerous investigations into his conduct and his behavior. Let's hope that this brings him down as prime minister, because he's a disaster for Israel. We're supporting Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party. And I don't know how much support Moshe Feiglin is going to get, but I could tell you this much. We are getting thousands of views on our videos, on our Hebrew videos every week. And it is bothering certain political powers in Israel who are already complaining about it. And it's beginning to cause a little bit of a stir. Now, again, it's nothing compared to what should be. We should be bringing this message to every Jew in Israel. If only we had the resources, we would. But at least we're reaching a segment of the Israeli Jewish population with our advertising campaign and with our Hebrew videos every week. Thousands of Israeli Jews are coming to our videos every single week. So that does have somewhat of an effect in a country the size of Israel, a country of 6 million Jews. It does have somewhat of an effect. It's not as much of an effect as we want, but it's something. And again, we want to expand it. If you want to reach more Israeli Jews with this message, if you want to make Israel stronger and make the Jewish settlement movement stronger and put more pressure on these corrupt politicians to stop trying to choke off Jewish settlement, if this is what you want, then JTF is definitely the group you should be supporting. No group is more cost-effective in terms of bringing the message to the Jewish people than JTF. That's for sure. That's for sure. With our very limited budget, I mean, we have reached people and have had somewhat of an effect already. Again, it's not it's not as much as we want because the budget, our budget is too modest to do as much as we want. We want to reach every Jew in Israel. But reaching thousands of people with our message attacking these politicians, that does put some pressure on them. We are a point of pressure on these politicians, and it's essential that this pressure be stepped up, that we be able to intensify this campaign. That's why we need your support. The second subject we want to speak about this week is the pinprick attack by Donald Trump with the 59 cruise missiles on a Syrian airfield. Now, of course, the Syrian Nazi regime are barbarians, even though Trump and Rex Tillerson and all the people in his administration were defending Hafez al-Assad. They were Hafez al-Assad and Bashar al-Assad. Hafez al-Assad was his father. Bashar al-Assad is the current dictator of Syria. They were defending him. And they were saying, we're not in favor of regime change. They were basically saying they could make a deal with Assad. And they were talking about making deals with Russia. But when the chemical attack took place and over 80 people were brutally murdered by this chemical attack from the Syrian Air Force, that suddenly moved Trump to decide that he's going to do this very minor military attack. Such a big deal was made over it, but it's such a minor military attack. He didn't even destroy the Syrian airstrip. 59 cruise missiles are fired. That's very expensive. Cruise missiles are quite expensive and sophisticated. He fires 59 cruise missiles. They didn't even destroy the airfield. They didn't destroy... The Syrian planes are taking off from that same airfield again. The Syrian air missions against their opposition in the Syrian civil war hasn't stopped for a moment because of this. This hasn't even put a dent in the Syrian military campaign. So this is all baloney. This is all a joke, a bluff, like everything Trump does, just a bluff. The fact is, the United States should not attempt to intervene in the Syrian civil war on one side or on another. And the United States wants to do that against ISIS. And the United States should not be doing that. The United States should allow the Muslim terrorists to murder each other, let them kill each other, let them slaughter each other in the civil war. Just stay out of it. But anyway, trying to put an end to the civil war is going to be a hopeless proposition. But more importantly, the problem is not Syria. Syria is a patron of Iran and of Russia. So the problem is Iran and the problem is Russia, and especially Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, which was built primarily by Russia and by the European countries as well, the French and the Germans and other hypocritical, fraudulent, evil, greedy, nasty Nazis in Europe have helped the Iranian Nazis build their nuclear program. Iran's nuclear bomb-making program is the number one threat to world security and to international security and to American national security. The one candidate who said that over and over again during the campaign, of course, was the great Ted Cruz. If he had been president, he promised on day one that he was going to deal with this issue. And I believe he would have. And I believe he would have. Unfortunately, people stupidly chose the orange Mussolini, Donald Trump. And what they're getting now is a president who is appeasing the Russians who are building Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. And who do these pinprick attacks on Syria, which is just a sideshow, a side issue from the real issue, which is that Iran is soon going to be in the same position as North Korea, except in a better position because Iran has massive oil resources and Iran is a much larger country. And so if Iran builds dozens or hundreds of nuclear bombs, God forbid, the threat will be unbelievable. It will be a tremendous threat to Israel's very existence, of course, and it'll be a tremendous threat to the United States. And it'll lead to a massive nuclear arms race in the Middle East, where every Muslim country will want to acquire nuclear weapons. It is essential that military action be taken to destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. But of course, Donald Trump is not doing that. Bibi Netanyahu would never do that, that coward. He would never do that. He's completely handed over all Israeli security to the United States. He's allowing whoever the president is, whether it's Barack Hussein Obama or Donald Trump, to take care of Israel's security needs, even though these presidents are not at all concerned about Israel's survival or Israel's security. It's complete insanity, and it's an evil appeasement policy. But Iran is the problem, not Syria. And if the United States took care of the Iranian nuclear problem and destroyed Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, then the world would be a lot safer. Then the world would truly be a lot safer. And Iran is the one, together with Russia, meddling in Syria and creating a lot of the difficulties that have led to millions of refugees coming out of Syria and all the other problems we have in Syria. It's Iranian and Russian meddling and intervention that have created this problem. And yet nobody takes action against Iran. We're going to continue to sound the alarm, and we're going to continue to try to bring the truth to the people about this issue. Maybe someone will finally pay attention somewhere eventually, God willing. If you agree that the time has come to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and that our message is an important message, especially the message that we're bringing to the people of Israel, we have an advertising campaign going on now. When you make out a check or a money order, a cash donation to JTF, whether it's through PayPal, you go to our Hebrew main forum, on top you see a donate button, or whether it's sending the donation to our post office box, when you help us, you are helping us reach more people. Every time we reach more people and can convince more Jews in Israel and bring them to the truth and expose the truth to the people of Israel, it makes Israel stronger. It makes the Jewish settlement movement stronger. It is a shot in the arm to the forces of good that are trying to prevent catastrophe in Israel. And I can't even begin to tell you how important this work is. And if only we had more resources, how much we would love to reach all the people of Israel with this message. If we could reach all the people of Israel with this message, we would change history overnight. Overnight, we would change Jewish history. But we're trying to move in that direction as quickly as possible, with as much as possible. And every time you help us, whether you help us by promoting our videos, whether you help us by sending us financial support, every time you help us, every time you support JTF, you're helping us reach more people, and you're giving us a better chance at saving Israel from catastrophe and from national suicide, God forbid. If you agree the time has come to wake people up before it's too late, join our movement. The link to join is below. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.